Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. And on today's episode, we want to follow up on yesterday's episode where we dealt with the situation in Coolock. And we reported live from outside the Crown Paints plant on the Malahide Road regularly throughout the podcast yesterday. And it was a very tense situation. And as you know, that tense situation really boiled over after we finished the podcast yesterday. 19 people arrested. And it was horrible, actually. The scenes that we witnessed yesterday were horrible. And the feedback that we've been getting from an awful lot of people has been about the Gardaí. And sadly, it's always the Gardaí that get the blame when it comes to this sort of situation. And a lot of people making accusations that the Gardaí were too heavy-handed. And that's what we want to focus in on. Were the Gardaí too heavy-handed in the way in which they policed the operation yesterday at the Crown Paints plant in Coolock? Others are arguing that there was a thuggish element in the crowd that were hell-bent on causing trouble, and the Gardaí had no option but to react the way they did. I just want to play some audio from a couple of videos that have been circulating. This one, for example, alleges that a six-year-old child was pepper sprayed. Have a listen to this audio here.
Stop.
Pepper sprayed a six-year-old.
No way. Where? No way. No way. I got it. Did they get your kids?
Where is it? Pepper spray.
Wait in your mouth. Yeah. Watch your mouth.
Tell him you did. Pepper spray.
He's pepper spray. My six-year-old child's up there. He's on the spectrum. He's ADHD, autism, and ADD. He's up there. Someone has him. He's had to get him pepper sprayed straight into the mouth. 6 years.
Jesus Christ, that's disgraceful.
Where our children had to grow up.
That's disgraceful. That is disgraceful.
All right, so that's just one video. Yeah.
Can I just say,
a six-year-old pepper sprayed?
If a six-year-old was pepper sprayed, that is a disgrace.
Absolutely,
that,
yeah.
But a six-year-old, and we said this yesterday, we're not going over old ground, a child should not have been at that. It was a protest that turned into a riot, let's be honest. That was what I saw yesterday and today online was the purge. It literally was the purge. Young fellas in Canada Goose jackets, coked out of their bin. Like, did you see all the lads standing up to the guards? And all? I mean, cocaine has a huge part to play in what happened yesterday. These lads think they're invincible with a bit of Charlie on them. But what I saw yesterday was the purge. Now, if I were there, and by the way, I support your right to protest. If you live in Coolock, you have every right to protest. You have every right not to be happy with undocumented people moving into your area, okay? I'm saying that now. Write it down. I've said it. Don't say I didn't say it. I said it. However, if I were there with my... No, I wouldn't bring my kids to it. But if I were there yesterday, I would have been able to tell, as most people did, within a couple of minutes, this is turning nasty.
Yeah, this is. And we even heard it yesterday on the podcast live that this is getting very tense.
So I would have turned around and said, okay, it's time to get out of here. Okay, there's a scumbag element here.
And I'm going to take my six-year-old with all of those conditions away from here.
And I'm not saying everybody's a scumbag. That gentleman who the audio you're about to play, that pensioner who got pepper sprayed, obviously not a scumbag, but he was caught up in a load of scumbags dancing on cars, placing incendiary devices on Garda cars, and then gobshites claiming that it was the guards
who actually did it. Yeah,
the video shows clearly a scumbag putting an incendiary device on the car. So why did that woman who has the child, why did she not leave as soon as she saw things getting bad?
Okay, so that's one video. This is all to do with the Gardaí and whether or not they were too heavy-handed with the protest. This is the audio of the grandfather.
He kept giving it to me.
Dirty bastards.
And he moved them from over there when it was red. Look at them.
It's disgraceful. Disgraceful. Dad, you go on back over there. I don't want you getting involved in this. Go on. Whatever, you have to be here.
I'm only thinking of my grandkids.
I know what you're thinking of.
Grandchildren. Big grandchildren. Shouldn't be fucking here, but why wouldn't I be here?
Exactly.
Fair play to you. More like you here.
Like the father.
78 years of age, and that guard stuck it into me face and sprayed me all over. Standing here peacefully, I'm only thinking of my grandchildren. And I hope everybody else is thinking of their children. because the country is being ruined. They can't close the doors now because there's no room to take anybody else in. And they say Ireland for the Irish. Oh, boy, Jesus. It's not Irish now.
Here we go.
All right, so that's just some of the audio from yesterday. Yeah, one of a... six-year-old child allegedly pepper sprayed, or at least got a waft of the spray in the air, and the other of a 78-year-old grandfather also having been pepper sprayed.
Yeah, but just playing devil's advocate, we're going to go to Martin in a second, who had sustained some fairly bad injuries yesterday. But how did the guards deal with this? How are they to deal with this situation if there's a big group of people, yeah, who were coming at them? And they were. They can't pick out individuals and go, see that fella there, he's not going to cause trouble, so I'll move you aside before I pepper spray. If you are part of a big group of people, yeah, who are involved in a riot, the guards can't, you know, discriminately pepper spray just certain people. They can't pick and choose who they pepper spray. If you are at something like this and you see it getting too heavy, walk away from the thing. Why didn't they walk away from it?
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good. It's just I'm coming home from work yesterday. I was with my girlfriend and we went into McDonald's for a bit of food. We were coming out. I was walking back up to my house. I live up in Coolock Village. And two or three guards came at me. They got me on the ground. I had nothing on me. I did nothing wrong. They got me on the ground. They pepper sprayed me. They gave me a few wraps of the baton. I had to get 40 stitches in my leg. They held me in Rahini Guard Station for 5 hours. They took me to court. And I got out in court, and I got 40 stitches. I have lumps all over the back of my head. And when they put me into the back of the guard van, they held me in the guard van. They put a half well of pepper spray into my eyes, and they gave me a few pumps in the back of the guard van.
Okay, again, this is all alleged. We only have your word to take for your whole story. I have seen the photographs that you have sent us.
That's not saying we don't believe you.
No, but it is only one side of the story. I have seen the photographs that you sent us. But let me just clarify again. You're saying that you weren't even at this protest. You went in for a bit of grub at McDonald's.
Yeah, and I was walking back home.
And you were walking back home. And you obviously, from where McDonald's is, it's quite close to where this protest was. Did you walk towards the protest or away from the protest?
I was walking back out of McDonald's and three guards see me and they chased me. So I ran over to the wall and I was standing at the wall and they just came over, got me onto the ground and they gave me a hiding and arrested me.
And did you appear in court?
I appeared in court last night at 9 o'clock sitting.
Okay, and have you been charged?
I was charged with the tried charging me with public order. So they charged me with that anyway, and I got out on bail. So I got out and they said I'm back up court now in 2 months.
So you obviously feel that firstly, you were doing nothing wrong. Now, again, I only have your word for this, that you weren't in any way antagonizing the guards or whatever. You were heading off home and not even involved in this protest.
Yeah. I was heading back home and I just got brutally attacked.
Now, a lot of people have been claiming that the Gardaí were very heavy-handed yesterday. From what you're telling me, yes, they were.
They were indeed. They even pepper sprayed 6-year-olds or big kids up around Arundel.
Now, did you have any hand, act or part in any of the rioting that we saw yesterday afternoon on the Malahide Road?
Nope, I had nothing to do with that. That was nothing to do with me. I'm working every single day and this never happened to me before.
And you had you any intention of going to the protest? Had you any intention of getting involved at all?
No, I had no intention because no protest, no nothing. But when them guards came at me and done that, I was very disgusted.
And what age are you, Martin, if you don't mind me asking?
18.
Sorry?
18.
18. Have you ever been in trouble with the guards before?
I've been in trouble just for a driving ban and bits of things like that.
Yeah.
Not made, no.
And did you say to them at the time, listen, I haven't, I'm literally an innocent person. I'm an innocent bystander.
They wouldn't even let me talk. I was in the back of the guard van. The guard said, don't be looking at me and hit me at home.
So again, just to clarify, because a lot of people are getting on to us about this, you were not in any way involved in what was happening in terms of this protest yesterday. Were you even aware of it?
Yeah, I was aware of it. I seen it on Facebook and I seen the circulating around, but I wasn't involved in no protest.
You were literally, after leaving McDonald's and you were heading home.
Yeah.
So in answer to our question about whether or not the guards were too heavy-handed, you obviously believe, yes, they were.
Yeah, they were pretty heavy-handed. There was a 17-year-old as well that got arrested with me, and they pepper-sprayed him, and they gave him an awful hiding.
So what do you want to say to the guards about the way in which they handled that whole incident yesterday?
It's just a totally disgrace, and I'm going to bring GSOC and I'm going to put in a big complaint.
Okay, so you're not leaving this. You are going to take the right, well, the proper course of action, which is to get on to GSOC and put in a complaint.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in a proper way about it.
Okay, and like I said, we've seen the photographs that you sent us in, Martin. They look fairly severe in terms of injuries. How are you today?
I'm still up and down. They put a half ball of pepper spray into my face, so the ice is still stinging me. And I just have a bit of pain all over my body and head.
All right, Martin, thanks very much indeed for sharing your story with us. And again, I'm conscious, and I'm it's not that I'm not believing everything that Martin has said, but I'm conscious that it is one side of the story.
In fact, if you just play Darren's message there, he wants to address that. We'll respond to you, Darren.
Okay, have a listen to this from Darren.
Yous are all saying everything against these protesters is alleged, but when you say that the protesters are doing something against everyone else, you don't use the word alleged.
Okay, Darren, Martin's story, we've just shared the whole story, okay? We haven't filtered the story, we haven't edited the story, we've just shared his entire story, but it is one side of the story.
And as well, Darren, you're not understanding the difference between evidence and no evidence. There is evidence of people throwing, I mean, the front page of the paper today is a young fella with a bottle of wine in his hand, fecking it at the guards. There is evidence that the protesters actually attacked the Gardaí yesterday. There's evidence of that. We don't have any evidence, and again, I'm not saying I don't believe him, but we don't have any evidence that Martin was attacked by the guards, hence the word alleged.
Now, obviously, Martin, we'll follow his story with interest. We have confirmed that he was one of the people in court last night, and he has been charged to appear in court again. Let me go to Keith.
Lads, when I was there yesterday, right, I tried to walk one way. Public order told me I cannot walk that way. I have to walk back the other way. When I walked back the other way, you had other guards there telling me that I couldn't go that way. Then he said, if you do go that way, he says, you're not coming back in. I said, grand. When he went to let me back in, he pushed me back and told me, no, you're not going that way now. So, you know, they were looking for trouble from the people.
Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
How you doing, lads? All good?
Yeah, good, Jay. Now, what did you want to say on this?
I'm going to be honest, not everyone is going to agree with it, but I think the protesters are dead right for what they're doing. We're getting out and just smashing things up, because let's be honest, nothing else will be done. Like, the peaceful way is not getting anywhere. It never has got anywhere. So people can go out and they can sit on the ground, protest. Nothing gets done until things start getting smashed up. People need to be hurt. Like, this is what
people need to be hurt.
Well, let's be honest, yeah, our country's under attack. We're under attack, like, plain
and simple. Sorry, Jay, for going across. We are under attack, but from our own kind, because the only people causing, but there was not one asylum seeker or refugee causing violence yesterday in Coolock. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
So
yeah,
who, what nationality caused all the damage yesterday in Coolock? What nationality?
Well, it's obviously the Irish.
Thank you. Your man in the front of all the papers today, holding the bottle of wine, about to throw us at the Gardaí. What nationality was he?
He's Irish, but he's fighting for his country, so it doesn't matter.
We're not at war. There's not civil war. It's not 1916.
No, the country is at war. We're under attack. Like,
we're under attack from where? From whom? For what?
From all these refugees, fake refugees, foreigners that are coming in.
But you're none of the. But again, none of them caused it. I tell you one thing, Jay. I would rather an asylum seeker on my doorstep than any of those scumbags that were throwing bottles and incendiary devices at Garda cars yesterday. Do you want them in your estate? Do you want those scumbags in your estate?
Well, they're protecting us anyway, so put it that way.
They're protecting you. Sorry, the Garda cars that were destroyed yesterday, Jay, let me explain this to you. You, God forbid.
Yeah, I have a friend who was arrested for actually smashing up one of them.
Good, I hope he ends up behind bars. Now, my point is, your wife, your girlfriend, your sister could be getting attacked some night walking down the road, yeah, by somebody. And because...
More likely going to be a foreigner.
Well, no. Sorry, what nationality was the soldier that beat up that girl, Crossy? What nationality was he?
Yeah, well, that's only...
He said more than likely a foreigner. That's bollocks. So my point is, these people that you claim are heroes smashed up Garda cars. They wouldn't let the fire brigade in. They blocked the roads for emergency services. Those Garda cars that are now out of action, they could be used to save your sister or your wife from being attacked next week. And you're saying...
They don't really anyway, because all they do is hassle...
So hang on, who are you going to call, Jay? If your house was broken into tomorrow by one of the foreigners, yeah, you know, the foreigners that are all breaking into houses, if your house was broken into last night by a foreigner, who would you call?
I wouldn't be ringing them anyway.
So you'd ring Ghostbusters.
Okay, let me go back.
I wouldn't be ringing them, Jeremy, put it that way.
Okay, let me go back to the point that you made, that this country is under attack.
And
the people who were rioting yesterday with balaclavas on, with their faces covered, are national heroes, are they?
Well, in my books, yeah, because these...
Why would you, if you genuinely believed in what you were doing, why would you have to cover your face up?
Well, for obvious reasons, because everyone has the phones, they're recording it all.
They're recording themselves. The lads, when they were setting the Garda car on fire or putting something underneath it, they were videoing themselves, the f***ing idiots.
Yeah, but come here, they don't want to do it, but they have to do it. They have to. Well, what else are you going to do? Are you going to sit there with a candle and fucking sit on the ground and not say anything and hope for the best? You have to. This is the problem. People need to get out. People need to see more of this. You have to have this going on. It shouldn't happen. I understand it shouldn't happen. I'm not saying it should, but it has to. We have no other option.
There's no other option than rioting in the way in which we witnessed yesterday.
Unfortunately, I don't like saying it, but yeah, that's the only way to do it.
If your brother was a member of Garda Síochána and he was attacked yesterday, there was a female member of the guards attacked yesterday, wasn't there? If you had a family member in the Gardaí, would you still feel the same way?
I don't have much love for the Gardaí, and I don't think anybody does. I don't think anyone really has much love for them anyway.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit. There's lots of people that have respect for the Gardaí and the job they do.
There's plenty of people here in Coolock that can't stand them, and I understand why. The actions that they did yesterday are unforgivable. Pepper spraying pensioners.
Wrong. Absolutely
kids.
Wrong. Absolutely wrong.
They're pepper spraying pensioners and attacking kids.
Let me ask you, Jay, what else were the guards to do? Just stand back and retreat and head back to their station?
Yes, they should have done.
Let people smash the place up.
If you can't handle being attacked and you can't back it up, then you best off just leave. Don't get yourself hurt. Leave. Go. It's the people's area. It's not the guards' area. It's our area. I'm from Coolock. It's our area.
Well, a lot of those people there, JSA, from what I've been told by my sources, a lot of those people that, and I'm talking about the Canada Goose balaclava wearing scumbags, weren't even from Coolock. A lot were from Darndale.
Okay, well, your sources must be bollocks, Jeremy, because I'm from Coolock and I know myself.
Well, have you not seen the commentary online from people, from the good people of Coolock, who are actually embarrassed by what they saw yesterday and wouldn't even go outside?
Those are the people that are spineless, that won't get out and back up their own area.
No,
they
maybe they're just
back their own people.
Yeah, but the only thing that did, this has been shared worldwide. The only thing that does, I mean, you will be the first on this show, Jay, giving out about the negative attitude that people have towards Coolock. Yeah, what happened yesterday absolutely serves no purpose for promoting Coolock. Anybody that saw that, have you seen the comments online?
We're not trying to promote Coolock.
Jay, what I'm trying to understand is, what do you think, and I want you to think about your answer here, what do you think was achieved by that rioting yesterday?
Well, it sends a message to the guards that, one, we're not afraid of you for a start, and two, they're going to think twice about moving anybody else in, because now that area has been damaged, they can't move anybody into it. And another thing, if they do move anyone in there, yeah, I'm not saying anything, but there will be an act of God on that place. I swear to God, you will hear to hear first, there will be an act of God on that place if they move anybody else in.
I want to address a message that's just come in, and I have to deal with this from Margaret, okay? And Margaret says, I only started listening to your show recently, and it's so one-sided. Shame on you both. You're not here for the Irish at all. Margaret, what the are you listening to? Because you're not listening to this podcast. We are giving everybody the opportunity to come on.
No, me and Margaret.
And Margaret, if you think people don't deserve to be challenged, then you're wrong. We can't just have people. It's a pointless podcast if we just allow people on to spout without challenging them.
And as well, Margaret, you're literally commenting saying it's one-sided as we have someone live on the show saying that they were right to smash up the place.
Correct.
So I don't think you need to look the dictionary.
No, but Margaret thinks we obviously should let somebody like Jay spout off whatever he wants without challenging him at all.
No, I think
Jay,
I assume,
Jay, you're happy being challenged in this conversation, are you?
I appreciate it.
Well, of course. I'm not going to come on and expect everyone to agree.
Correct. Okay. That's fine. So, Margaret, wax your ears there and listen to the conversation.
And as well, if you look at the commentary over the last 24 hours, Margaret, and to the rest of you, there's as much condemnation of what happened. In fact, there's more condemnation about what happened in Coolock yesterday than anything else. Would you agree? The amount of comments I've seen online saying it's disgusting, it's disgraceful. So, Margaret, this belief that you have that the scumbags that were involved in that yesterday speak for the Irish people. Would you ever get your head out of this?
And as you just heard from Jay, he's happy enough to be challenged over his views. So, Stephen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I think it's disgraceful, the whole thing. Now, I don't live in Coolock, but all it's too far away, and it's all past where the protest was. And people wearing balaclavas, like, come on, if you're going to be anti-migrant or racist, well, at least own it, at least at the boss to own it. It's disgusting. There's no place in any society for that violence. It's unjustified. There's absolutely no excuse. And not only is it embarrassing for the area, right? It's embarrassing for the city and also the country. And everyone that's involved in that, because most of them people that are involved in those riots, okay, probably don't have jobs. They're probably on the dole, okay, right? We, the taxpayer, pay the dole, right, and pay the free legal aid because needless to say, they probably can't afford, you know, representation in court because they're scum, okay? Because this is their way of life.
Okay, what I just heard from Jay was people have had enough, and if the only way they get listened to is to riot in this way, then so be it. That's exactly what he said.
No. This is why politics is the local elections, right? That's why people vote for the representatives to give them a voice, okay? A lot of people in that area probably didn't even vote, or if they did, voted.
Well, in fact, one of the recently voted for councillors was actually at the protest yesterday and took to social media.
Right. Now, there is a lot of... It's absolutely disgusting what's happened, okay? And, you know, there's no justification for it. You cannot use violence as a way of trying to get what you want, okay? I've seen people that they're desecrating the Irish flag as well, okay? All right? They're thinking they look like out of their ass because, you know, where balaclava is like. You know what I mean? It is absolutely disgusting, and it is. And people involved in that, I'd rather have the migrants live near me than live beside those rioters. I really would, okay? Vast majority of migrants from over here, okay, and they're asylum seekers, okay? They're fleeing somewhere that's worse, okay? Like, coming over here, trying to make it a life for themselves, so they get along with the business in peace, okay? Right? And, you know, and the vast majority of them don't even interfere with people in the communities. No community has nothing to fear of these things. All this misinformation.
Okay, the Department of Denied, the Department of said that this particular facility, the Crown Paints plant, was to be used for a wide variety of people, families, children, and single males. The rumor, though, is that it would be 500 plus single males.
They aren't being put up in the Ritz, for fuck's sake. You know what I mean? They aren't being put up in the hotel. Right? This is a disused paint factory. I've passed it many times. Okay? All right? Okay? I've seen protests. I never agreed with it. It was easily ignored. It was peaceful up until yesterday. All right? And I never got it. And it was easily ignored. Okay? If you honestly agree that burning JCBs or damaging garlic cars is acceptable, then you really need to look in the mirror.
Let me go back to you for a second. If you think that sort of behaviour that we witnessed yesterday is acceptable, you really need to take a look in the mirror. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't think so, to be honest. And another thing, what's his name again?
His name is Stephen.
Right, first of all, he's on about hiding faces and stuff. So what about the public order unit who wear balaclavas and walk around? Their faces are hidden as well. Why aren't you not quite questioning them?
Public order unit wear balaclavas.
The public order unit are going around Ballyhook as well. I've not seen it.
Not seen it for the faces. to sort of get bricks in the head. Is that what it is?
So, No. They're going around. No. Listen, they're going around ballied up as well. Not just helmets. They're going around ballied up with no helmet. So that makes no fucking sense either. What I'm saying is the only way nowadays to actually get attention is by causing this murder. Somebody has to get hurt, and that's it. It's not nice to hear, but
what
that's
you
it.
What do you think is going to happen, though? What do you think is going to happen?
I'm going to be honest with you. Someone needs to die before something is fucking done.
It is trespassing, right? Okay. Well, it gets the area's name up. Okay. The Kulik is bad enough reputation as it is. Okay. So you want to just make it even worse. Okay. And make it a no go area. Okay.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, a no go area would be better.
Violence is not to be proud of. Okay. Right. That rioting is not to be proud of. Okay. All right. It sends the wrong message to people. Right. Okay. You won't get investment in the area. You won't get people wanting to live there. Okay. It becomes run down. It becomes ghettoized. Okay. And it becomes worse and worse and worse. Right. Okay. And then it's getting worse again. Right. Migrants actually enhance an area. Okay. Because by their very nature.
Bollocks.
Okay? No. Wait, listen.
Bollocks.
By their very nature. They have to. By the very nature, they're entrepreneurial because they have to leave. They have to take risks of leaving their homeland thousands of miles away, right? A lot of them, given the opportunity, set up businesses, right? They set up enterprises, right? Small or big or
shops
or whatever,
right? Do you really think that them fuckers who were being brought into that area yesterday were actually going to open up businesses and contribute back? They're there to mooch. They're leeches. They're parasites. They're not going to contribute.
Nobody's moved into that facility yet, right? They're not mattresses as well, for them. Is absolutely reprehensible.
Yes, born the mattresses. No, what I actually would have done. Do you want to know my honest opinion on this? What I would have done was I would have let them move in.
Now you're on to a different level altogether, Jay.
No, it has to be done.
That is a different level altogether now.
You're all a bunch of lefties. That's the problem.
That's the behavior you advocate.
So hang on.
Yeah. You're called a lefty because you called somebody out for threatening or wanting to. Will you get a grip, Jay?
No, it has to be done. I'm fucking sick of this
enough
shit.
Okay, enough
first. Hang on. No. I want to pay this WhatsApp voice note.
We're under attack. Jay is some fucking coward. You're not under attack by anyone but the Irish, Jay. There wasn't any asylum seekers throwing fucking missiles yesterday. It wasn't them that set shit on fire. Nobody's under attack. There has been no increase in crime that can be attributed to migrants or asylum seekers. The biggest issue facing Ireland and most of the Western world at the moment is far-right agitation and fucking muppets like you buying into it. We're at war. You're not at war. You're a fucking clown. Shut up.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Sean is angry with Jeremy.
Good afternoon, lad. Jeremy, you're an awful fool when you're sitting there saying, wasn't the immigrants out doing this and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, they don't. All these illegal immigrants don't need to do shit. Just being here is a fucking problem. Like, you have thousands of illegals, undocumented people coming into this country, and they're just being left to fucking walk around the streets. Like, send them out. They shouldn't be here. Like, you see the same in the fucking States when the Mexicans are trying to fucking cross the border. They're kicked back out. You're here illegally. You're not coming in. Simple as that. Like, you know, that's why people are out on the streets. And as I said yesterday, this type of behaviour is going to continue to happen until the government fucking snap out of it and start listening to the people of Ireland. And as like people have said, there will be fucking war on the streets. Like, when, especially when you're taking in fucking hundreds of thousands and fucking at least half of them are going to be illegal. Things are going to get worse before it gets better. Have a good one.
Melissa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Melissa?
Grand, yeah.
Now, Melissa, what did you want to say on this?
No, the video yesterday was fucking horrific. Sorry for quoting online. It was horrific. Mostly the guard made an absolute appalling shame on the whole country. They actually, I was witness from 10 o'clock yesterday in the morning to 10 o'clock last night. Them guards took over the whole of the roads. They were pushing people out the way, pushing elderly men, elderly women. It was absolutely disgraceful. Their mothers should be ashamed of themselves.
So you, Melissa, you are blaming the guards.
I'm not blaming that what happened yesterday. I am giving an opinion. You asked me for my opinion. I'm giving an opinion of what happened yesterday.
Fine, that's grand.
It was a peaceful protest at the start. The guards came out intimidating, pushing people out the way for no reason whatsoever. There were people actually walking down the street, had nothing got to do with this, and you are getting tortured.
So the guards had to do something yesterday.
No, they happened to do nothing. From when I was down there at 10 o'clock yesterday morning, they were in a row. They had the fences up. They put the fences up. It wasn't the community at Kulak or Darndale that put the fences up. It was the guards themselves. Walked over, tore the fences apart, and then they were pushing people back with the fences, with children. We went down yesterday with our children yesterday morning to peacefully protest. And we had all of this. Every child, most of the children were brought home and went back down yesterday. It was appalling.
So, I'm asking you a question. The Gardaí were attempting to make it possible for contractors to move into that site.
Yes, now, our own undocumented criminals. Do you think if they were put beside you in your vicinity or any of these cush places over in D4 and Port Marnock, Malahide and Contact, if they were put in the migrants, what are they called, plantation defence? No, the centres, the IPAS centres. If they were putting them in your community, would you be so happy about that? I doubt.
Okay, let me ask you then. And this is a genuine question, Melissa. What are you worried about?
The people, them unvetted migrants coming down the road, our children have to, the collect won't be the same, the pictures won't be the same, the children have to go to school. My niece goes down to St. Mary's and walks up that road every morning. Do you actually think that child is going to be safe? A 14-year-old girl is going to be safe?
Okay, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Melissa, no one's laughing.
Stop being hysterical. Can I ask you a question in a calm, collective way, okay?
Yeah.
Do you think, you're talking about your kids being safe, I hear your concerns, and let me ask you this question. Do you think your kids will be safe in the same area as those young fellas with the balaclavas yesterday throwing missiles on? No, will you let me ask the, Melissa, will you let me ask the question? Jesus Christ,
Almighty. And I tried to stop them young fellas throwing stones and all that garbage.
Fair play to you. Okay. Okay, Melissa, will you answer the question? Do you want your children growing up in the same area as scumbags that would try and burn garlic? What?
We're not moving scumbags. The cheeky and call us scumbags. That's
again, Schnally, you're literally not listening. Melissa.
Melissa, if you don't stop shouting, we're going to have to cut you off.
You're a joke of a man. Good luck. She's not letting us speak.
Melissa, will you listen? You can't calm women down. I'll calm her down. Melissa. Nice and calm. Take the phone off speaker for a sec so you can hear me properly, okay?
Yeah.
We are agreeing with your right to protest. You have every right to protest. We also agree that in a lot of cases, from the videos I saw the guards with putting the foot on the head of some fella. I believe in a lot of cases the guards were heavy handed as well. But my question is, if your purpose is to keep your area safe, keep your children safe from dangerous men,
rapist men.
From what?
Rapists, criminals, unvetted migrants coming into my country.
Okay,
that's what I'm fearful of.
Okay, but most of the people that were involved in the violence.
Most of them children weren't even from my area that we were down there.
Okay, well, the kids shouldn't be there. That's
we're from Kulak. None of them children were with their mothers or fathers down there.
That's bad parenting. They should know where their kids are.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Melissa, can I get an answer to this simple question before the show actually finishes? Do you think your area is safe with balaclavic scumbags?
Because everybody looks after their own, and that is why we are not letting them down there. That is why we don't want these in our country. We know who walks by you every day on the street. Don't make the indecent making, pulling out their man pieces and whacking them all at people and all down the road. Have you been involved in any of this? Have you seen any of this going on? Because I have had a full
time. Melissa, I have to be honest with you. I couldn't stand beside you for more than 2 minutes at a protest because you're a head melt. You literally won't stop shouting. You've been asked simple questions that you cannot answer.
Melissa, let me ask you how you feel about the young fellas in balaclavas and their Canada Goose jackets upending the place yesterday. Are you proud of them?
You mustn't
have seen any of the videos then doing the rounds. Oh, here, I can't deal anymore. Dean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dean?
Well, lads.
Well, Dean, what do you want to say on this?
Well, I agree with your man Jay and that woman Melissa there.
Okay, tell me what you agree with.
I agree that there wasn't enough done with the rioting yesterday, you know. I mean, Garda, man, you think they're all fucking good and all that with the riot gear and that, man. So they're the ones who put the fences up is right, you know what I mean?
So
and
you...
To be honest with you...
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question that I asked earlier on as well, okay? What was achieved yesterday with that rioting?
What was achieved? It's not that anything was achieved. It's just we're here to protect our own country. We don't want people coming into it.
So how did that rioting in any way protect our country?
It's not just today. It's not just yesterday. This is ongoing. Past 2 years now since all the slide. So it's not just yesterday. This is just something that's ongoing. You know what I mean? And as Jay did say, blood needs to be spilled at one stage. You know what I mean? I'm seeing videos constantly. You know, I live over in the UK and I'm not even home to see all of this, but I'm seeing it all over videos everywhere around the country. And it's the same thing. Everybody's saying the same thing. So like, what's going on?
So you believe, and I just want to quote what you just said, blood needs to be spilt in order to sort this problem out.
Right, clear, right, boys. When did the Ireland get the independence treaty? What year was that?
1921.
1949, wasn't it?
No, you've gobshite. 1921.
1921, so we went an independent country in 1921. I think it was 1949 when the British fucked off.
It wasn't. We became a republic in 1949. We got independence in 1921.
Right, so 1921, sorry for that, I might got that wrong.
Or 1922, I might be one year out.
We spent years and years and years fighting with the British to get them out of the country, right? Now we are progressing from that up until now. Now we're regressing, we're going back in time, you know what I mean? Letting people come into our country. What's next in 20 years? They're going to take over the country.
And who?
You know what I mean? We're not even 100 years, we're not even... Well, probably over just 100 years of being independent. And now all of a sudden, like, the government's just stripping every right every few months.
Explain what you're even talking about. Explain, please, what you're even talking about.
I'm saying the country is regressing. It's not progressing, like, for the Irish nation.
Jesus, we're one of the wealthiest countries in the whole of Europe.
It doesn't matter about wealthiness or anything. It matters about the people, you know what I mean? If the people aren't wanting... all these foreigners coming in unvetted. I'm not trying to be a bad cunt here, like, you know what I mean, against foreign people coming in to live and have a nice life. But there's people coming in and they're doing nothing.
Yeah, but Dean, you're Dean, you live in the UK. You're a foreigner over there.
I pay my taxes and stuff like that. I'm not standing around congregating in fucking gangs.
No, but you've gone to a different country. You're a foreigner in the UK. That's where you live, in the UK.
Yeah, but I'm not going around causing trouble, man. You know what I mean? I'm not going around standing around, man, doing this, that, the other.
And sorry, Dean, it wasn't foreigners that caused that trouble yesterday. The rioting that we saw in Coolock, that wasn't foreigners.
Yeah, well, maybe the people of Ireland need to stand back. Protests aren't going to do anything, Adrian. They're not doing anything. Guys are just sitting there laughing at you, man. And you know what? They're the ones that's going to feel it as well when their families all get put through it in the next 10 years if this keeps up.
So again,
I'm not seeing the bigger picture, okay, you know what I mean? Like, I don't care.
So again, Dean, the question that I asked yesterday, and I'll ask you again, do you think in a situation like that, that the guards should just not even leave the Garda station and just let a purge happen in Dublin? Just like the movie The Purge, where people are allowed to go out and commit whatever crimes they want with no repercussions at all. That the guards should just step down, put the batons down and say, listen, scumbags, you smash up as many cars and buses. Do you want to see another situation that we have?
They're not all scumbags, man. But I hear at the start of the show, man, you're saying they're cocaine fueled and all that. Man, they see normal families standing there having the fucking protest.
Well, I have to say, Dean, I worry when I hear people like you using expressions like blood needs to be spilt. Who wants a civil war, you absolute tool. Seriously, it's disgusting to hear
people... Let's say it is disgusting. You're all right sitting in these fucking houses, man, private estates and all that.
And you're you're all right, you f***ed off out of the country.
I f***ed off out of the country, man. My turn was going through a drug fucking gang of thing. I left because there was too much going on. There was too much going on in my town, so I left. But then after, 2019, 2020, this is all that started happening then. People coming over from Ukraine. First off, it started off with Ukraine. And then I had loads of other people coming over.
Well, as somebody who doesn't even live in the bloody country, to say that blood needs to be spilt in this land is disgusting. It's absolutely horrific to hear somebody speaking like that. I'm genuinely shocked. I'm horrified, I have to say. To be honest,
the people saying that who think... Dean,
I don't even want to talk to him anymore. Go on.
Okay, well, I'll just say to him. Dean, you may think you're a patriot and all that. I can tell you now, the real Irish patriots... from 1914, 1922, 1921 would actually be disgusted to hear someone saying that, wouldn't they? Would you agree?
Well, I'm disgusted.
Like, I just don't get it.
Blood needs to be spilt. Henry.
I just want to take up something that the first caller he had in your show said, right? He said he got brutally assaulted when he ran out of when he got out of McDonald's, right? Here's the thing. If he didn't do anything when he saw the guards, why did he run? Because innocent people don't run.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
David has been in touch.
Good topic today, lads. Just want to say to JJ, you're an absolute gobshite. Majority of the crimes committed in Ireland, you can look them up on the online. They're literally all listed there in black and white. They're all done by Irish men and women. Throughout history, majority. So statistics say majority of crimes in Ireland are committed by men and women that are Irish descent, Irish nationality. So on that point, you're completely wrong. Whether you like it or not, you're wrong. That's factual, right? So whether you disagree or not, nobody gives a shit because you're wrong. End of story. As for the guards wearing balaclavas, they have to do that. They have to do that to protect their identities because of tiger kidnappings with the IRA in the 70s and 80s. We all know that. We all know what happened. Families were kidnapped. Their kids were threatened. Guns were held to their head. So the guards have to do that because they have to protect their identity from scumbags like you, because you'll find out where they live, where their kids go to school, and you'll probably end up bricking their house or putting petrol bombs through their windows like what had happened in the past. So that's why they have to wear feckin' balaclavas. Because of scroats like you.
Thank you, David. And Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. What do you want to say on all this?
I was horrified yesterday listening to the show, and I think it was Sean was down there.
Yes.
And you could hear everything going on, and it was scary. And I was a billion percent behind them until I saw a video last night of the so-called peaceful protest that was going on before the guards arrived. That was not peaceful. Now, whether you agree with men, women, whoever coming into the country, what I saw in a video last night was nothing short of racism. They were scumbags. There was women there roaring and shouting, back to your own fucking countries. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking bastard. And I like a lot worse than that. And that was before the guards arrived. And how I know that is because the barriers were up. There was a few people around there, and those so-called peaceful protesters, that's what they were shouting. And then stuff started being thrown. So the guards were called in because of that, because of the peaceful protesters, because they weren't peaceful. And this wasn't just young people, you know, young ones off of school that came and did it. It was people that were there. And that was a disgrace.
You've heard a number of callers saying that the hand of the protesters has been forced here, that they need to riot in order to get the message out there that this facility is not welcome in the Coolock area, and if it means violence, it means violence to prove our point.
But violence, like, is it going to have to take, like, that other idiot on the phone there from the UK saying blood has to be spilled? It's okay for him to say it.
And he's I did say that to him. He's sitting in the UK saying that.
Sitting in the UK saying, you know, is he going to come over? No. What is it going to have to take? Is it going to have to take people being killed? And that's what's going to happen. And the sorry thing about it is, it's not going to be the refugees who are going to get killed. It's going to be one of our own. And is it worth that life? Is it worth one person being killed or murdered to get people out of the country? No, it's not. It's definitely not. You know, and I'm sick of hearing about the other thing that drove me mad was, like, if I'm at a protest, right? And it's, you know, it's meant to be a peaceful one and it kind of starts kicking off a bit. And next you see the riot gear coming on and the shields coming on from the guards. The last thing I do is run at them. I run away from them. Now, you can turn around and call me a coward. You can call me whatever you want. But if I want a peaceful protest, I will walk away from that. But as far as I could see yesterday, it wasn't just kids that were firing things at the guards. It was grown men and women. And those grown men and women have their children.
Okay, let me read a message that's just come in. I want to throw this at you. And it says,
yeah.
Angela, it's been peaceful for months and months and the people just had enough. No one is listening to the people. Go back to your ivory tower.
I'm not in my ivory tower because do you know what's happening in my estate at the moment, right? I won't say who's in there. And I knew this was going to come at me. Oh, you're there. No. In my estate at the moment, there used to be a big B&B at the top of the estate, right? I'm not saying where it is. I'm not saying who's in there. But at the moment, for 6 months, there is people in there and they're going to be moving out at the end of August. And we're sick. We are sick to our stomach because we know that that house is ready for refugees to go into it. We know it's ready. Now, we are doing what we can. But I can tell you, I'm not out there firing things at the guards. I'm not out there.
As you've heard from other people, maybe that's what you should be doing. Now, not that I'm saying that, but that's
But as you say, what has it gotten? What has it got? What did that protest achieve yesterday?
Well, wait till you hear the mentality we're dealing with here. Now, we got a message on Facebook from Shawnee, and Shawnee wants to come on the show. I'll leave it up to you guys whether or not we should talk to this winner. Hey, yous, I've never heard of yous two. I'm from Kilmore. Where's Kilmore?
It's cool, okay.
It's cool, okay. I'm from Kilmore, and I was there yesterday causing murder. Come here and say that to me and the lads what yous just said there. Your cars, your cars won't last 5 minutes, yous two wankers. This is like it's written in a different language. Ireland for the Irish. Get me on from Shawnee. Now, I have to be honest with you, Shawnee.
Beautiful person.
Shawnee. First of all, don't threaten myself and Adrian. We're in the game too long enough. We're not going to be threatened by a little 19-year-old Canada Goose scumbag, okay, first of all. Second of all, get a job. Okay, get a job for yourself, Shawnee. And thirdly, I've no problem saying it to your face. You'd burn out our cars in 5 minutes. Like, seriously.
Have to have the mentality to be able to get into the bloody car first. He probably couldn't rob it.
And this absolute scumbag from Kilmore thinks we're going to get him on the show. Shawnee, you can't even construct a sentence properly. You can't even send a message. Why would we want to talk about you?
You see, that's what you're dealing with. And I don't agree on a different show. A woman came on saying, do you know, that it's the area that you're brought up in that people
no,
from
lovely
Coolock.
People, and I want to there's say lovely this people in Coolock.
And I want to say that first of all, it is not everyone over there is a scumbag. Not everyone protesting is a scumbag.
Absolutely not.
It doesn't matter where you're from. But what I'm saying is, if you are in an area where protests are going, are ongoing, and it's kicking off, why do you stay and fight the guards?
And why would you leave your child there that has ADHD? Yes. Because one of the things about ADHD, the last place you would want a child with ADHD is
in a violent, loud situation.
So Jess has been messaging us on Facebook here, and Jess says, not the Jess we normally talk to, please take Jay off the podcast. That was Jay who was on earlier. Us people from Darndale and Coolock do not stand by him or support him. That is too far what he was saying about killing people. And we agree.
Yeah.
Those people do not represent. Yeah. There's lots of hardworking, nice, law-abiding citizens in Coolock and Darndale. Those scumbags, those jobless scumbags that were out yesterday smashing up cars and stuff like that, they do not represent the people of Coolock and Darndale. Don't believe that for 1 second.
Mark, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mark?
How you doing? Listen, I just want to reply to what Angela said there about does someone need to be killed? Now, I hope the fuck she doesn't try to cut across me, right? Because I know the way she is when she rings into this show. But just let me say this. Just let me say this, right? She says, does it need for someone to lose a life, right? For like people to realise that this is not right. This is why the people are protesting in Coolock. Because if they don't protest and all these migrants, undocumented, whatever, come in, right, no one knows who they are, there will be lives lost. They will. We've already seen that in the last like couple of years, if you've had your eyes open, with the likes of Ashley Murphy, with the likes of the men in Sligo.
He wasn't undocumented.
Hold on, listen here. Listen, let me speak. Just shut up, Angela, for a second and let me talk.
Okay.
Right? You've had a little kid being stabbed by a migrant, right, in town outside her own school, right?
So it's undocumented.
There's proof there of this, right? So, like, if it's not one of them that's been killed, it's going to be one of her own. And that's why they're protesting. People have been peacefully protesting, right, outside government buildings. There's been marches down O'Connell Street. All are being unacknowledged. They're not being acknowledged. They're being ignored. They're being laughed at, these peaceful protests, right? So basically, nothing is being done whatsoever. That's why people are getting furious, and that's why people are starting to use force now. It's nothing about, you can spin it on these Canada Goose wearing jackets, right? But nothing has been done. The people are not being listened to, right?
Adrian
and Jeremy, right, you were talking a few weeks back, right, or a couple of months back, about people buying private homes, right, in undesirable areas, and why they wouldn't want to buy a house there, right, and that's why they choose where to live, right, if they're going to buy their own home. Do you think if someone was going to buy, thinking about buying a house in Coolock, and they know that there's between 550 and 1,000 undocumented, migrants coming in, right, to live in the estate, or to live in an estate, in a factory, an old abandoned factory across from the estate, are you saying that you wouldn't be concerned about that?
Of course you would, but you'd also be very concerned at footage showing rioting on the main Malahide Road on a Monday afternoon. That would probably affect your property prices even more.
Take a breath, Mark. Take a breath a second.
Outside that building for the last how many amount of months, peacefully protesting, right? And only because of what the guard did the other night, with like pulling down their tents at 3 o'clock in the morning and putting a JCB in, right? That's why it kicked off, right? That's why it kicked off.
Okay, Mark, can I ask you a question? The guy who killed Aisling Murphy, was he undocumented refugee?
Your man Puskas.
Yeah, do you know his name? Was he undocumented?
He was in the country 10 years, Angela.
Hang on.
The fact of the matter is that Joseph Puska was Slovakian. He was a European Union citizen. He was legally here in Ireland, and he wasn't undocumented.
And the man who stabbed the children, was he undocumented? You're using these as an example, but you don't want men undocumented into the country because they're going to go out and kill people like two others did, but the two others were documented and lived in the country.
Well, that's exactly,
you've lost
that's
your
exactly
argument.
My point, Angela, that's exactly
but that
my
can't
point.
Be your point, you like, muppet. That can't be your point.
Hold on. That's the reason we won't know if they're documented or undocumented, because we won't know what they've done before. We won't know anything
but
about them.
These guys were documented.
Someone.
These guys were documented. You've lost your argument straight away, Mark. You're turning around.
No, I haven't, Angela.
No, you have, because you keep going on about undocumented, and the two examples that you gave were people who were in this country with a bloody passport in their pocket, so they were documented people.
So what do you call it? And what about the two men in Sligo? No, like, the reason I'm trying to steer away as well from mentioning more about the people is because of the certain topic that if I bring up, I'll probably be, you know...
Okay, well, we won't go down that road today. Let's pass on that. Henry.
I just want to take up something that the first caller of ye had in your show said, right? He said he got brutally assaulted when he ran out of when he got out of McDonald's, right? Here's the thing. If he didn't do anything when he saw the guards, why did he run? Because innocent people don't run.
All right. Thank you, Henry. Keith.
Jeremy, I think until this affects one of your family, you know, I don't think you're going to fucking see the big picture. You're not going to see picture of what's actually happening and why people are getting out. But when it does, and I hope it never does, but if it does, that's when you'll speak out. The thing about it is, you'll get all the TDs on board with you. You know, the Ted City, you only spoke about it. Next day, you're all gone.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Keith.
Why does Keith keep saying that? For start, Keith, I've made it well clear on this podcast that there is a refugee centre, 10 minutes walk from my house? 10 minutes walk from my house, and it hasn't affected my life in any way. How does it affect your life, Keith? You're very angry about it, but how has your life been changed so far by the influx of asylum seekers?
And here, just before we go, Shawnee's been back on to us.
Oh, he's not happy that we wouldn't put him on. Yeah.
Ha, 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 he says. Told yous to have no balls. Stay out of Kilmore and watch yourself. Two big mouths.
Can I just say one thing to Shawnee? And he may think I'm being petty here, Adrian. But two is not T-O-O. It's T-W-O.
Have a good day. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification the next time we upload an episode, which is most weekday afternoons. We'll catch you on the next one.